This is KCUR. Now we turn to Aging in Place, an ongoing series from KCUR that explores how the Kansas City region will meet the needs of an expanding population over the age of 65. Today we consider the fact that more than 43 million people nationwide care for their aging loved ones for free. Family caregivers aren't front and center in the healthcare system, so their contributions aren't often recognized. But as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, helping mom or grandpa age in place can take a tremendous toll.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Lori Dahlman hooks her muscular arms beneath her 86-year-old mother, Regina's. Together, they plod slowly from Regina's bedroom to the living room of their South Kansas City home. In a nursing home, Regina would be a 2- or 3-person carry. Lori lifts Regina alone.
We don't need hospice. We're doing quite well. She now walks out of her room with me holding her. I wish I had another me, but there isn't. So I hold her in the front, and we walk slowly out of the room.
Lori takes care of Regina 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I do not work. I am a caregiver full time. I don't sleep through the night. My mother wakes me up because she cannot get out of bed without assistance.
Over the last 13 years, they've established a routine.
My mother gets her hair washed. I'm not going to do for my mother dry shampoo and wash my mother's hair and just spray it. That's not who I am. We still do shampoo. We still do conditioner. I still color my mother's hair.
For my visit, Lori helps Regina put on lipstick.
And do you look good?
Give me the mirror, then I let you know.
Are you wearing your earrings today?
Oh, yeah.
Is your necklace on?
Yeah.
And how do you feel?
Good.
That's right. And what do I always say to you?
I'm your mama.
That's right.
The amount of time Lori spends helping her mother puts her in a category of caregivers most likely to feel stress because of their roles. Susan Reinhardt is Senior Vice President of AARP's Public Policy Institute.
We usually talked about the average caregiver, you know, a woman who's 49 taking care of a 69-year-old relative, usually her mother, has been doing it for about 4 years.
But a new AARP study out earlier this month shatters the idea of the average caregiver, says Reinhardt.
32% of family caregivers are spending more than 21 hours a week in family caregiving. But even more important than that is that it's not just 22 or 23 hours. The average is 62 hours, a whopping 62 hours a week. On top of their jobs. Half of them are working.
About 13% of the caregivers AARP surveyed have left the workforce entirely. The impact on future earnings, on Social Security, Reinhardt says it can't be understated, not to mention the toll it takes on physical health.
I consider people who are doing this much family caregiving a future patient themselves.
That's no surprise to Laura Gilman with Jewish Family Services, one of the metro area agencies that receives funding from the Mid-America Regional Council to administer elder care services.
All of a sudden, the caregiver who's providing 24/7 care has a swollen arm, and it turns out to be a blood clot, and she has no health insurance.
Gilman is talking about 42-year-old Lori, whose health scare earlier this year left her in need of support. Now, Gilman, who had helped Holocaust survivor Regina apply for her pension, mostly worries about Lori.
Caregivers will say that to me a lot. I can't get out. So we'll say, we actually have part of our home care funds actually earmarked for respite services. So if someone, you know, needs an hour a week to go to a support group, we can provide respite for that hour to make sure that the caregiver can get there.
Again, Lori.
So right now, when I'm working with mom, I say, Mama, lean to my left, not my right, because I got to stay healthy for the both of us.
But shifting demographics mean there might not be anyone to care for Lori someday. In 2010, an 80-year-old had, on average, 7 potential caregivers. By mid-century, when Lori turns 80, it's expected each older adult will have just 3 potential caregivers.
I don't have a boyfriend. I don't go out like I used to. But do I have any regrets? My mother and father always taught me, home is
home. Lori has a sister in Florida, a niece, 1 nephew, but no kids of her own. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.
Are you a caregiver? If so, KCUR would like to hear your story. We invite you to go to our website, kcur.org/tellkc, where you'll find a link to the How Are We Aging in Place questionnaire.